From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Harvey went from not even a tropical storm to a major Category 4 hurricane in 56 hours, an incredibly fast intensification for a storm. Brad Kaiserman, the Vice President of Disaster Operations and Logistics for the American Red Cross, says those not wanting to get out of the way of the storm may not be able to do so.
Many people are under either mandatory or voluntary evacuations, and they're just trying to get out of the way of the storm, but it's a monster. It's going to be challenging for anyone in the lower half of Texas to get out of the way of this thing over the next 4 or 5 days.
The storm has already clocked winds of over 200 kph. It will likely be the strongest hurricane to hit the U.S. in about 13 years. The United States has forbid any dealings in new Venezuela debt or equity in Washington's latest move to put pressure on the repressive government of President Nicolas Maduro. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said during a White House press conference that the sanctions would undermine Maduro's ability to pay off political cronies and regime supporters.
On the economic front, I would say our plan has to continue to turn up the heat on the Venezuelan government.
National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster told reporters the sanctions are meant to demonstrate that the United States will not allow an illegitimate dictatorship to take hold in the Western Hemisphere. A U.S. Navy commander has confirmed that North Korea launched multiple short-range ballistic missiles Friday. None of the missiles hit their intended targets. A spokesman for the U.S. Pacific Command said the first and third missiles failed in flight, while the second missile appears to have blown up almost immediately. This is VOA News.